There is a faction of Clemson fans that believe people owe DJ Uiagalelei an apology. Now, you and I have talked a lot about DJ. I certainly have never called him any names, nor would I do that. I certainly would never. I have a problem with people, Lawton, that would rather have someone fail and that makes them right. Right?
Yeah.
Then have the kids succeed and that makes them wrong. I said, look, I think Cade needs to be the starter in order for Clemson to achieve their potential this year. I have said, I don't think DJ is getting the job done. I love what I'm seeing from DJ this year. So in your opinion, Lawton, who does owe DJ an apology?
You know, I mean, I think anybody in our business and what we do, and certainly there, you got to be critical and honest, and that's part of the role in our capacity. You know, I would say that, you know, DJ is, you know, the situation he's in now, Mark, I think he's in a good headspace. And I think a year ago, we all know that he really wasn't. And, you know, I think there are fans out there, and I don't know, I'm kind of throwing some air quotes. There are fans out there that came after him. You know, I know, you know, his nickname was Big Cinco and people were calling him Big Stinko. And I mean, you see this stuff on social media and you feel bad for the kid, just like you do when these guys come after kickers who miss a, you know, a big kick and send them death threats and stuff. I mean, fans are nutty and I hate that for the players, but I think, you know, when you're in that capacity, he kind of understands it comes with the territory. And, you know, in this day and age, you know, if, you know, the rumors are true about the deal that he got with Bose and all of that stuff, I mean, he's well compensated to take a little heat. So, you know, at this point, no, I don't think, you know, that necessarily anybody in our business owes him any apologies. But, you know, I would say that the fans out there who come down on these guys still need to recognize that, hey, they're just college kids. And I mean, literally kids, like only a few years older than my son. And here they are playing, you know, college football and maybe not playing as well as you would like, but that doesn't mean you have to be, what's the word, you know, rude. You can be critical. And I think that's two different things.